Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is Sales Manager Sean Kinney's conversation with Perry High School graduate Wyatt Welchel.
Welcome back inside our Let's Talk Dallas County, presented by your Perry Fairway. Today, a neat story. Anytime you can talk about a former Perry graduate making an impact, that's what we like to talk about, and that's what we have here today. Wyatt Welchel, he's a 2014 graduate of Perry High School, and Wyatt's art will be on full display the entire month of June at La Poste, and we thought this would be a good month to bring Wyatt in. First off, welcome to the program. You've been busy since graduating Perry High School 7 years ago. Holy cow, time flies. Take us through the past 7 years and how you developed your love of art.
Thanks for having me on, Sean. Over the past 7 years, I've always been interested in art. So for the past 7 years, I've kind of focused on hand painting and just acrylic artwork. And over the past 6 or 7 months, I've recently gotten into this pour art that I do, or drip art, that I've become mostly known for now around town. So that keeps me very busy.
So when you use the terms pour art, drip art, break it down for the audience. What can they expect when they stop by La Poste and check out your work?
So what they can expect is I just take paint and I usually pour it into a cup, or there's various different ways to do it, into a funnel. And the way I do that is, and then I pour it onto a canvas, and that will create the art. And it happens very quickly, actually. So that's kind of why I call it, and it's pour art. You know, you'll pour it right out of the cup onto the canvas. So
do you have a set theme with your paintings? Do you like to mix it up? How do you come up with each portrait?
I paint a lot depending on how I feel. So I'll choose colors randomly, or just kind of how I think they would look together. And then I'll put those all together and see what comes out. So
experiment a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of experimenting. There's no set picture in my mind when I start, just a set of colors, and then I kind of work from there. So
I'm always fascinated. Anytime I talk to an artist, they always have their favorite line of work, and usually it changes over time, is what I've discovered. If you would look back at your body of work so far, do you have one or two that are near the top?
Yeah, I do. I have a few of the bigger pieces that I really enjoy, because those bring out the true contrast and colors of the art. It gives it a lot of time to move over itself and fold over, and you get a lot of different colors that come out with it, so
you mentioned a little bit ago that a lot of it depends on the emotion that you're feeling, and that's the sign of a good artist. So when you are going through different emotions, take us through it. What are some of the emotional roller coasters that you have been a part of that you want to convey on to art for others to enjoy?
Well, some of the emotional roller coasters, I battle a rare eye disease where I'm losing all my peripheral vision slowly over time. So that really inspires me to keep pushing forward and to keep creating art every day and to create something new while I still have my vision to do it. So,
and it's an inspiring story from what I've been told. You were diagnosed with this how long ago?
Right when I turned 18, and my vision has gradually decreased since then. So
when you look at the work that you've done, how do you do it? I mean, take us through this for children out there and for adults who want to overcome something and not let them slow them down, as is your situation.
I just keep pushing forward and know that someday there might be something that can help me out there. And as long as I have an outlet like this to focus my energy on, I know I can pretty much do anything. So
do you talk to a lot of people about your story as far as being an inspiration to so many?
Not so much in the past, but more recently in the future, I've become more comfortable talking about it and kind of made it more of a vocal point in my life, you know, to let people know about this. And so they have an understanding.
What's your message to them?
Just keep strong and don't ever give up, no matter what life throws at you.
Great idea there. So people can stop by. This is during the Handlebar Happy Hour, the return of Handlebar. Great to be back with that. And that's going to be at La Poste. Now, one thing I always ask former graduates of Perry High School, what did you take away from your experience at Perry and utilize that in your work world today?
Something that I definitely took away from Perry was the amount of diversity that we had in the school. And that really helps me get through, it helps you get through a lot of things in life. You know, you can interact with a lot of different cultures and a lot of different people. And I think that just helps me talk to people and sell my art and go around places where I usually wouldn't go. So I think that helps out a lot. So,
and you mentioned the opportunity to purchase your art. Take us through the different avenues that people can get a hold of you. Say they're taking a stroll through La Poste during the month of June, something catches their eye. What's the process for coming in contact with you then?
Well, firstly, you can contact me directly, but I do sell all of my artwork at Atelier at 1109. and it's all on display there, and it's up on the wall. And I also do, I have my own studio space in Atelier, and I do demonstrations there, and I also paint weekly there. So you can always come in there and find me painting or find paintings that are ready to sell. I will be in La Poste for the whole month of June every Thursday. The first Thursday is going to be my featured day, and then the rest of the Thursdays I'll just be in there hanging out and maybe doing some art. So I'd like to see everybody come on down and have a good time.
Wyatt, we appreciate the time. Looking forward to seeing your work on display, and we'll be talking to you down the road.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate you having me on here.
And that was sales manager Sean Kenny's conversation with Perry High School graduate Wyatt Welchel. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.